This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark and Noel Lim. 7:08 a.m. Thursday, the 8th of October. And in about 15 minutes, we're going to be speaking with Gerald Joseph, Suhakam Commissioner, on the spread of COVID-19 in our prisons. Now, we're also running a poll on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, asking you what should the Finance Ministry prioritise? Is it jobs creation? Is it managing government debt? Is it encouraging investments or economic reforms? Or is it perhaps something else? Let us know what you think on the poll, because our finance minister, Dr. Sri Tengku Zafrul Tengku Aziz, is coming on the breakfast grill later on at 8 o'clock. So, Noel, you're going to be addressing a number of things with him, aren't you?
Yes, it's going to be a lot of issues, growth, debt, how we're going to manage debt, budget 2021, and and what's the long-term prospects for Malaysia?
So let us know what you think ahead of the grill. But right now, we are taking a look at how markets did overnight, because Asian markets appeared quite reasonably mixed. The Nikkei was down marginally, just 0.05%. Hang Seng was up 1.1%. The STI was up 0.4%. And the FBM KLCI was down 1.3%. Now, Shanghai's composite was closed for Golden Week celebrations.
Yes, and the US markets did fairly well. The Dow was up 1.9%. S&P 500 up 1.7%. NASDAQ up about 1.8%. I guess stocks finished higher after President Donald Trump signaled late Tuesday that he was open to a number of separate fiscal stimulus measures only hours after calling off talks with Democrats about relief packages.
Absolutely. So this morning, to give us more insight into global markets, we have on the line with us Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank. Vishnu, thank you for joining us. Now, Jerome Powell has called the US recovery incomplete without additional fiscal stimulus. What are the options open to the Fed now that Trump appears to have ended the previous discussions with Democrats and indicated that he's open to new separate ones? What are your thoughts on this?
I think the Fed is still playing this one by ear. Clearly, I think their first port of call is to expand asset purchases. But the real question is not one of just pumping more liquidity into the system by buying assets across the board. But I think what the Fed is looking at is trying to get the money where it's most needed. So it appears to me that some of the municipal bonds and municipal financing could be the one that the Fed is focusing on, because, as you rightly point out, Donald Trump, rather than the art of the deal, he only wants part of the deal, which is just, you know, cutting checks and the airlines and you know, small business paychecks. Whereas what's missing is the funding for the states, and so that may be the part that the Fed may want to focus on. Though, having said that, so this is just looking at it from a, you know, really just from where it's needed. But the Fed's messaging is what gets really tricky for Jerome Powell, because I think the message he wants to send is that fiscal policy needs to step up, and the Fed doesn't have that many sharp tools. It's a pretty blunt tool. But by stepping in too early, he also diminishes the incentive for the fiscal authorities to work out a deal between themselves. So this is really the bind that the Fed is in right now.
Trump supports a standalone bill, some piecemeal packages to bring checks, for example, to individuals, and a $25 billion airline bailout and extension of the CARES Act. Is this sufficient for now?
I think these are actually backstops. So it just allows some money to go through during this period across the elections uncertainty. But The point is this. The point is the paycheck program is quite important to ensure that there's no unwanted and unneeded redundancies and retrenchment, and the $1,200 to each household, I think that also helps. But these are not going to resolve the issues, and I think this is where the funding for longer term programs need to come in, so that the economy might be on a better footing. So really, the lack of a greater plan, that's what's troubling.
Now, Vishnu, oil prices fell after Trump's move to halt the stimulus talks. Where do you see it in its short-term trading range?
I think in the near term, there would be two large forces at work. So apart from any particular supply disruptions that could come about, the big thought around this is, A, can the momentum of recovery outside of US uncertainty that's been seen and led by China, can that be sustained? And if so, What kind of equilibrium price would that leave oil? And I think the suspicion is that oil could get closer to $50 around that kind of trajectory, because even then you see some diminishing returns in terms of how quickly demand can be restored. The easy gains are done. But the other dynamic here is twofold. One is if there are major policy missteps, whether it's fiscal slippage in the US, or rather than slippage, I say the lack of fiscal stimulus in the US, or a revival of US-China tensions, these things can throw demand off. And so there's always the risk that oil will remain slippery towards $35 on any shocks that way. The other big dynamic is, depending on who the president is, if there's a lot of focus on infrastructure spending, then that could be quite positive for global demand, but that would be something that takes a while to seep through into the oil markets. And that's probably what may support oil prices to 50 and slightly beyond.
Moving over to Singapore, your home, would the supplementary supply bill this week be sufficient to save Singapore from a recession this year?
I think at the risk of sounding overly pessimistic, I'll say this. I think the recession cannot be averted. And so the question really is how much pain relief can come through, and more importantly, how much of permanent damage can be avoided, particularly in the jobs area. And I think there would be a lot of things to lessen the pain. But Singapore, at the end of the day, being a small open economy, cannot fully offset global headwinds that comes its way. So it's really going to be much needed pain relief and probably better directed. But it's not going to be a panacea.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Vishnu. That was Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank, giving us some thoughts on global markets. So he's of the opinion that an economic crisis or a recession in Singapore is really, really just, you know, inevitable. I think because considering that Singapore is such an open economy and we have seen it take a significant hit to its GDP growth already, I do tend to agree with him. So it's, but it's something that many countries, I think, are facing in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, it's really complicated, isn't it? And so for the US, Jerome Powell is saying we need a fiscal stimulus, mm-hmm. and Trump is taking his time with that. I guess that it could be his deliberate negotiation tactic.
Yeah, so, and Vishnu is of the opinion that we could see oil heading towards the $35 a barrel mark. Right now, it is at just shy of $42. So these are the Brent crude futures. But speaking of fiscal stimulus, Thailand has announced that it's going to extend tax incentives to millions of its middle and upper income groups to try and fire up consumption, as well as counter the nation's worst economic slump. So the concession will allow about 3.7 million taxpayers to deduct the equivalent of 4,000 ringgit each from their total taxable income, and it'll cost the government about $350 million. So the proposal will now be put forward for cabinet approval on Monday.
Looking at Thailand, right, like most of the other economies around the world, it's really betting on an expansive fiscal policy to cushion the blow from the virus outbreak. So the tax breaks will come on top of the $1.6 billion cash handouts that the government has already approved by the cabinet last week. And they're really targeting 24 million low-income groups and welfare card holders.
Yeah, I think like Singapore, Thailand does the other of the very open economies in the Asian region is really trying to spur their economy onwards. But right now, we have some messages coming up for you. And then up next, we're going to be speaking with Gerald Joseph, Suhakam Commissioner, on the spread of COVID-19 in our prisons. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.